Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to go back and add three verses to our gospel text today, to the front of it. So I'm adding verses 38, 39, and 40 to verses 41 through 44. Beware of the scribes. And in his teaching he said, beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feast, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers, they will receive the greater condemnation. And you've already heard that, so I'm not really adding anything. And then the widow's offering. And he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums, and a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the offering box, for they all contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. So far, the word. Now notice the phrase, quoting, who devour widows' houses. Jesus is talking about the scribes, who are the synagogue leaders along with the Sadducees and Pharisees. They walk around in long robes and they like to be acknowledged in the places of commerce. They claim the best seats in the synagogues, that is the seats up front, I'm sure. And they make long prayers, but there is no sincerity in their prayers. Their prayers are a pretense. But the thing that I want to point out this morning is that they are the ones who devour widows' houses. They prey on widows' finances and possessions. And Jesus knows this. Jesus says they will receive not just condemnation, but the greater condemnation. And the point is that Jesus knows what they do and what they will receive for it. Then going on to the rest of the gospel text, we hear that Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched people as they put money into the offering box. Many rich people put in large sums. Jesus knew that. He also knew how much money they possessed and what part of it they gave. But then a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which together made one penny. Now here I like the old King James Version translation, which says, and there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. Now we know about mites, don't we? The LWML has their mite boxes. This verse is where the term mite boxes comes from or came from. The point is that the rich people came and they put in large sums. And Jesus knew what they put in. And this certain widow came and put in two small coins, two mites. And Jesus knew that. And what did Jesus say about all this giving? Well, you've already heard about what Jesus thought about the scribes who devoured widows' houses and possessions. Now you get to hear that Jesus considered that the widow who put in two small coins, two small mites, gave more to the work of God's kingdom than the rich people who put in a lot of money. Why? Hear the words again. Truly I say to you, this poor widow has put in more than all of those who are contributing to the offering box, for they all contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. The widow who gave two mites gave more than the rich folk who gave lots of money. How can this be? Because she, out of her want, gave all that she had. She trusted in God to provide for her sustenance, even when she gave her very last bit of money. The rich folk gave lots of money, knowing that they had plenty left. The poor widow, now the totally destitute widow, the flat broke widow, gave all that she had, trusting in God to take care of her. She tested her faith by giving all she had. They depended on the extent of their treasury while giving large sums. But she gave sacrificially. And that is a strong lesson for us. We should give sacrificially, even to the point that it hurts at times. Why? To test our faith. And to test God and His promises to provide for our needs. But there is an even stronger point to be made in this text. Now, there have been many times in my ministry when I preached on stewardship and giving to the ministry of Jesus Christ, when preaching about giving and tithing, which, by the way, is a scriptural way to give. Tithing, which is 10%, is the first step in giving, not the end all of giving. Past tithing comes sacrificial giving, which are offerings over and above 10%, and we are free to give all that we have if we want to. But there have been times after preaching on tithing and giving that I've had people say to me, "Pastor, what I give is between me and God." And I've always totally agreed with them. For you see, the stronger point to be made here, past the actions of the scribes, past the giving of the rich people, and the giving of the poor widow, is this. Jesus knew what all of them gave. That is the point of this text. So when someone says to me, "Pastor, what I give is between me and God," I totally agree. And that is the point of this text. Jesus knows what you give. Some might say that this is the preaching of the law. Maybe so. The law shows us what a perfect relationship with God would be like. God wants you to acknowledge Him above all things, with your treasure, with your time, and with your talents. Jesus knows what you give. And I encourage you to give out of a heart that shows love and appreciation for what God has done for you through the suffering, death, and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. Give like the widow gave, sometimes even giving to the point that it hurts. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.